she did back then was back then. You know who she is with you. So it does not matter.
So now I don't know who I'm providing for. I don't know who I bought this house for. I don't know who I procreated and raising a child with. I don't know how I'm putting in 60, who I'm putting in 60 hours a week for. And you expect me to be okay with it. That's the issue.
Apparently, people settle down and their lives move on. Just like niggas be in the streets. We all know that. Niggas be in the streets. They're drug dealers. They be in the clubs. They buy bottles. They whatever. They hoeing out in the streets. Well, guess what? A couple years down the line, they're truck drivers. They're dads with dad bods. Like, listen, we're not the same people we were when we were young. I don't understand why this doesn't apply to women.
Floyd Mayweather was one of my biggest influences on life. Like, everything about him. Like, his whole career. And when you really look at it, like, he really came, first of all, he came from a humble beginning. He didn't have his dad. So I felt like, you know, obviously had that same unfortunate
upbringing.
And then the one thing that I always knew, but now it's kind of circulating on social media, is that he wanted to be great and he lost one time before he was a professional. And I remember when I first heard him say, I'm never going to lose again. Like, he made that promise to himself. Like, he couldn't really even talk during that interview, like the actual after the fight. But I watched him never lose again. And then I learned something about life. I was only probably like 10 years old or 12 years old when I learned this about life. I was like, through Floyd Mayweather's career, I was like, people will pay top dollar to see you lose. And now I realized, I was like, but that's only if you're great. So when I learned that, I was always rooting for him because everybody that was paying, he was selling out and breaking records. He wasn't doing it because of his talent. He was doing it because people didn't want to see him win. And it was, they didn't want to see him win because he didn't want to be the person that they wanted him to be. He wanted to be himself. And Alan said this, so I'm going to probably just use that to make this make sense. Floyd Mayweather paid the price to be him throughout every fight, throughout every antic, throughout every interview, and throughout his lifestyle. And he's one of the only people that I can say that I watched and with such a big platform who's elevated, never lost, and never was not themselves. And I think, and it didn't matter whether he was Pretty Boy Floyd, or Money Mayweather, he still was him. And I think that that is admirable, especially when people are paying millions upon millions of dollars to watch somebody physically knock you down. That's motivational in itself. Floyd Mayweather, Michael Jordan, those were the two people that I was like, all right, whatever you do, that's the standard that you need to hold yourself to. You know, they're going to count you out. They're going to plot against you. They're going to try to force you to conform. They're going to try to take away your resources or your assets when you start actually outshining the fact that they can't stop you or showing that fact that they can't stop you. But yet you stay the course and you never stop and you will become undeniable. And that was always my goal. Didn't matter what it was. It was always my goal. And I really feel like they played a big part in why I'm even sitting here at 8 at the table, why I'm doing everything that I'm doing at the level that I'm doing it. Even when I had big hiccups and obstacles that came into my journey, you know, just those are the type of people that I looked up to. Now, I don't know how they are behind closed doors. That's a whole different conversation.
Okay, so that really does sound amazing in terms of that motivating factor that keeps you going. But real life happens, right? Where you hit obstacles, you hit challenges, and sometimes you really get knocked down. Yes, you have the option of getting back up, but how do you navigate past those who can kill your dreams?
If I had to answer that question, I would say, for me, the only people that can kill your dreams are the one that you pass the sword to. Right?
That is so really awesome.
If I give you that sword, if I give you that knife, then if I relinquish that power to you, now I've given you the ability to kill my dream. But if I hold that weapon, I know that you can't do nothing. It doesn't matter what you say. It doesn't matter what you do. You do not possess the power to stop me from getting what I want to get in this life. And I think that's the best way I could say it. I don't think everybody's capable of accomplishing their dream. And sometimes I read the book Relentless by Tim Grover, right? He trained Michael Jordan. He trained Dwayne Wade. He trained Kobe Bryant. He trained LeBron James. And he trained a bunch of other people, but those are like the basketball trainees that he had that are like the most monumental.
Right.
And I completely agree 100% with his book. And there are some people who are going to be great, but they're still not it. And there's some people who are just relentless on their dream. They're relentless on their vision. It doesn't matter what you do. It really doesn't matter. You can lock this person up and sentence him to 20 years and he'll come out in 20 years and still accomplish his dream or a dream of his. Those people are relentless. Now, there are a bunch of great people that do have, you know, the resources and the work ethic to still obtain their dream. But if they are faced with certain obstacles, they do not have the power to get over it. And I'm just fortunate to, I believe I'm relentless, you know. I don't think that everybody's like me. I think very, very, very few people are like me. But there are people who aren't like me that are higher than me, right? It's only for a certain amount of time, though, just so you guys know. but yeah, so that's a book that I read. And I think that it is a personality type. It is a willpower that is indescribable. And some people will get there and some people won't. Most won't, you know. So that's why I'm not... Well, I be talking to Alan, like, I'm not big on trying to empower the world because I understand I'm giving you power to something that you can't maintain or hold anyways.
The past is not the fucking past, guys. The past is not the past.
So we received a DM from someone wanting advice. This person is from Portland. They've been dating a woman who is originally from New York. They've been together. They've been dating for 2 years. She refuses to go back to New York for any reason. Anytime that he mentions like, oh, let's go to New York, let's meet your friends or whatever, she doesn't want to do it.
Red flag.
He has the opportunity to go to New York and says, okay, I'm going to New York. Like, come, let's go. She hesitantly goes to New York with him. And while they're in New York, he finds out a whole bunch about her past. So I guess this was a people that he knew in New York, knew her kind of situation, and he found out a lot of things about her. She was a stripper. She gave a baby up for adoption out in New York. Wow. There's just a lot of things about her past that she did not
disclose
to him. So he wants to know what he should do.
Leave her. Even if it's 10
years. I think that the question really is that does someone's past matter?
Yes. Because I don't like, here's the thing. I don't like when women specifically.
Okay.
When women specifically try to nitpick what part of the past or what situation of a past matters. Right? Because if we go to an extreme and say, okay, the guy was a murderer when he was 21, but he's 45 and he only murdered one person. I would assume you would want to know that he did that in his past 20 years ago, even though he's probably a completely different person, correct?
I mean, true.
So now if you was a hoe, a stripper, and you try to relocate to rebrand, to fool me, right? To run from your past, and then I have to find out about your past through somebody else, you're automatically, in my eyes, disloyal and untrustworthy. You will omit certain information that you do not want to share, which is not how a good relationship or a transparent relationship is, or which is not how to make a transparent relationship.
I do think that omitting information is grounds for a sneaky liar.
Especially with a baby. Like you had a whole son, a daughter, and out. So if I marry you, I'm technically a father. But I don't even know it.
Like, to play devil's advocate, as I usually do, she moved to Portland for this specific reason. Was to get rid of all of that. So in no way do I think that she would get into a relationship and disclose everything she ran from. Now, I do think that 2 years in, no mention of this is a little bit crazy because I really want to know, like, what did he know about her past? Like, was he really, like, fishing for things? Like, was she being too quiet about things that made him curious? Or did she just tell him things that was just enough to be like, all right, well, that's just what I was doing and, you know, now I'm here.
You know how hard it is to rebrand to anybody who just has logical sense? Like, if you move from one state to the next and there's nobody to verify how you were or who you were in your previous state, of course somebody was going to try to figure out who the fuck you were. If I met you at 25 years old, hypothetically, right? That means you lived 25 years somewhere else. Let's just actually move this up. If I met you at 30 years old, right? That means you lived 30 or 29 years old or 29 years somewhere else. And 10 of those years, you were an adult or 12 technically, right? But I know nothing about that. I don't know your experiences. You know how hard it is to try to even learn somebody who won't disclose their past? Because I don't know your triggers. I don't know your tics. I don't know your habits. I don't know what you subconsciously like that you didn't even know that you like that I could bring forth to the relationship. When you hide your past, you're literally hiding a whole, realistically, your whole identity from me. And you want me to learn this representative of you, which is, again, to me, dishonest. If you run, you can run from your past. Just don't run to me. Like, don't run to me. Don't run to him. And don't, listen, if you don't tell your story, matter of fact, here you go. If you don't tell your story to whomever it is, somebody else will.
I think she should have been honest and that gave whoever she was dating the opportunity to accept it and move forward dating with her or be like, I'm not really trying to fuck with that and not deal with her. Do I think that he should leave her? No.
Why? So she could do it again?
No, it's not.
That's why she didn't tell him.
Yeah, honestly, she kept it to herself for a reason. She wanted to start over, so I understand that. But now that he's, you know, found out on his own what's been going on, I feel like it's just a conversation to be had because it's...
It was a conversation from the beginning to be had.
No, that's what I'm saying. It should have been a conversation from the beginning. But now that he's found it out, it's not like she cheated on him. It's not like these things were going on while they were in a relationship. These are just simply things that she did not want anybody in this new life that she wanted to create for herself to know about.
If we're speaking specifically a man and a woman and a man finding out a woman's past, no man is ever going to be okay providing for a girl, having the expectation to provide for a girl, caring and loving a girl who he does not know and can possibly be looking stupid with. I'm not doing that. No man is going
to
be okay with that.
I was about to say, it's not really that he doesn't know her. They've been dating for 2 years.
No, he doesn't know her because she has a whole life of before him that he has zero clue of that he had to hear from the outside world. And once I find out that, okay, I've been providing for a girl who was a stripper and had a child that she had put up for an adoption.
Why does that matter now?
Because it speaks about your integrity as a person. It speaks that you cannot be open and honest with me. It speaks that you can actually hold or withhold information from me based on what you are comfortable to tell me. And the only thing that really makes a relationship really work is being able to have the uncomfortable conversations. And you already are breaking that from not only day one, but every single day for 2 years that went on that you didn't tell me shit.
I do agree because there was a baby that she gave up that she didn't talk about for 2 years.
Let me tell you, I see all the time, especially on BuzzFeed and Reddit, like couples who end up finding out, you know, 60, 70 years after someone died, they've lived a whole happy life with this person. And then they go through letters and things when the person dies and you find out these ridiculous secrets and things, this past that this person have. That doesn't take away from the life that you built with that person.
So would you think that she loved you any less because she, the title is different?
If I found out that my mother was my aunt, it would.
Your mother was your aunt.
Yeah, like. So-
Who's your mother?
Exactly.
Now, no, because usually it's the other way around. The aunt
you find out, yeah.
Your aunt is really your mom.
Or you but find out that you find out your
It's usually like you don't know who your mother is, and
not your mother is your grandmother.
That's like, crazy.
Yeah, that happens a lot.
You find out your mother's your
that's
grandmother.
That's what happened in that Madea movie.
Your mother actually had
Bow Wow.
Your mother had a kid when they were young.
Yeah.
So they gave you to the grandma. So you think your grandmother's your mother, but
that
really.
That happened a lot.
Yeah, that's what happened to Bow Wow. And his sister was his mom.
That's wild, crazy. And my thing is this. Again, like, if we use the same concept, those kids or adults go through a life-shattering thing. You know what I'm saying? Because it makes you question your reality. And it's like, if I've been dating you, like, some people are really good at faking who they are.
Any woman at 19 to 22, as you put it, that was in the strip clubs or whatever, why 20 years later would you think that they would still be in the streets? Like, why is it so appalling that their mothers and Betty Crocker housewives are, like, why would you think that they wouldn't be? They've grown up. They're not in the streets. They were young. That's what people do at 19, 20, 21 years old. They like 30. We didn't go there. But 19, 20, 21 years old, people are in the clubs. People are in the strip clubs. They're having fun. This is their young time. Like, this is, like, outside of teenage years, young adults. They're having fun. This is life. 20 years later,
being
to expect them to still be in the same situation is actually pretty nuts. Because why wouldn't you expect them to be a wife? Why wouldn't you expect them to be a mother?
They were never qualified to be a wife.
Because they were in the club? Because they were in the strip clubs?
Because they were. That's why. And you know what's the crazy thing? You start to question.
Categorizing people as for being in the strip clubs is actually crazy. Because are you a.
Well. Are technically prostitutes by definition, and
that's why I don't like that word.
I don't care.
Does sound like very derogatory.
It is derogatory because the behavior is derogatory, and we're gonna call it for what it is. And the thing is, it's a shock. It's like a person who was a three-time murderer saying, "I'm going to be a priest."
No,
wait, you compare a promiscuous woman that is to like a murderer.
No, I'm comparing the dramatic change of somebody going from being a convicted criminal to saying, okay, I'm going to be a priest now. And it's like, all right, I'm not saying you can't change. But what I am going to say is that those people and those people who are criminals that become like some type of pastor, you know, minister or whatever, at least they embrace their past. And they're like, this is who I was and this is where I come from. My problem with women who were once thought and sluts, they become moms and try to act like Virgin Mary. They become wives and try to act like Betty Crocker. And it's
how
like
do you want
no,
them
you're
to
not.
Act.
No, you need to like act the way you are. You can lie to me, but you can't
so
lie to you.
We gotta live our everyday lives as a mother, saying, "Oh yeah, I used to be a hoe. I used to be out in these streets. Oh yeah, I used to be in the clubs." Is that supposed to be our identity? Like,
yes, it is.
It makes no sense. And you even comparing that to a criminal makes no sense.
Tell me who you were. Don't tell me who you are. Tell me who you were. And matter of fact, here's the best thing. You know what people love? People love to see where you start and where you end up. Mm. It has nothing to do about what you did. It had everything to do about can you be honest with yourself, embrace the past, as well as show how to go forward. The problem is with women, when they were ex, they try to bury it under the rug and act like it never happened. Yeah, like a dude, especially a dude.
Well,
let's say he sold
drugs.
When you're
not in the streets,
shame. That's
when you're not in the streets anymore.
There's no shame.
There's no reason to keep talking about it.
The thing is this: again, you can lie to the you can lie to your spouse. You can't lie to the world, and you can't lie to yourself. If the people who know you for who you are. You are still going to be that person.
Rico, are you right now who you were 10 years ago?
Yes.
No, you aren't.
You're lying.
Yes, I am.
You're lying. And everyone
the thing
who...
Is, wait, hold on. You can't ask me a question about me and tell me what I am.
Your answer alone, the viewers will know. That was a fucking lie. That answer was a lie.
I'll be honest with you, right? And this is the truth. I am who I was 10 years ago and 15 years ago. However, to get me to that point is going to take some special occasion. But don't ever get it confused. Everything that I've ever done in my life, I have the ability and capacity to do it again under the right circumstances. But that's why I tell people who I was. Don't, because you know why? I think I could have grown past so much, right? But let somebody do something on the wrong day, I might just smack the shit out of them. But I was known for fighting. So, like, I don't want you to be shocked. If you was an ex and me and you were getting into an argument and we're having a bad stretch and then you go and sleep with somebody, that's something that I got to take on the chin. We had a guy who went viral for dating a girl who used to be a prostitute and he was an ex-NBA player. They started struggling. What did she do? Go back to what she was, right? So don't sit here and try to fool everybody when you know deep down inside who you are and what you're capable of when push comes to shove.
You know what I think my problem is right now?
Am I wrong?
Is that, yes. I think that my problem is that we associate that when people go to the clubs, when people go out with their friends, when people, when, hold on, I didn't say that. So hold on.
That's what we're talking
when
about.
When people go out to the clubs, you're saying people be in the streets, people be in the strip clubs.
You be trying to make it sound all angelic.
It's not angelic.
Busting it open for $150.
But that's something different. If you are acting as a prostitute, if you are sleeping with a whole bunch of different guys, you are a... When you talk about girls just going to the strip clubs, being in the clubs, and calling them, it doesn't make any sense to me.
And that's the problem. Like, why? Those are the ones that I feel like enable bad behavior.
But
in women.
Maybe they... Okay, here's...
They give women hope to be a...
So thot. What?
I don't even understand this conversation because...
So what? Like, I think if you guys didn't shame them, if you didn't shame women, they would feel more comfortable to be upfront about their past. I think women are... afraid to talk about what they've done and not show you who they really are in terms of that because they don't want to be shamed.
No,
because
they don't want to deal with the consequences of their actions.
I think you guys, it's unrealistic for you guys to think that these women at 22 would be the same woman at 42. Like, it's not making any sense to me that you guys are so flabbergasted that there are wives and mothers.
Yeah, I don't know.
I'm not going to lie.
Why are you shocked? Life goes on beyond... the strip club, beyond the streets. Like, apparently, people settle down and their lives move on, just like niggas. Niggas be in the streets. We all know that. Niggas be in the streets. They're drug dealers. They be in the clubs. They buy bottles. They whatever. They hoeing out in the streets. Well, guess what? A couple years down the line, they're fucking truck drivers. They're fucking dads with dad bods. Like, listen, we're not the same people we were when we were young. I don't understand why this doesn't apply to women.
But
why
are you stealing shit, Amanda?
Why do you think that they're not shit? They're not the same. Even if they weren't shit at 22, 21, whatever the fuck they were doing at that age, why do you think that they haven't learned life by now? When they're at this different point.
We're not saying that you can't be. We're not saying, hey, you can't go get a different job. I'm not saying you can't go from a drug dealer to a truck driver. You can't go from a drug dealer to an entrepreneur. First of all, drug dealing is damn near an entrepreneur, realistically, right? Especially if you're a successful one. Now I'm talking nickel and dime and dubs, right? But if you're, so we're not saying you can't go get a new career. We're saying...
So is being a stripper.
Okay. We're saying... Don't try to be something that you are not, right? So if you are a stripper, if you are a sex worker, don't go out and try to be a PTA.
Why?
Mother.
No, but it's still the same thing.
No, it's not even the same job. It's like, yo, first of all, it's like this, right? I feel like we try to blend so much, and this is the problem with today's world right now. The problem with today's world right now, we try to blend fake with the goddamn real, right? We got a fake wannabe housewife, good Virgin Mary mother versus a real one in the same area trying to blend in like fake diamonds and real diamonds all in one chain. So, and it's like, yo, if we pull out the diamond tester, we start poking them shits around. Some of them going to light up and some of them not going to light at all. And we cannot do that because what happens is we then lose a whole like morality on the integrity of a person.
You want to know what?
She's got to be a whore.
You want to know what's the real about that test?
You got to be a whore, but like.
You want to know what the real about that test is? It really don't be the ex-strippers and the ex that be testing fake.
Yes, they do.
It be the ones that were strippers and they done with that life and now they want to be mothers and they be the realest ones. It be the ones
the
that
bored
you
housewife.
Think. It be the ones that you think are the nice, gentle housewives. Oh, they're such a good girl. They're the ones that be testing fake.
So listen, those do test fake too. I'm not saying that they're not up for the chopping block because they're the same woman. To be honest, when you actually look at it, they're the same thought that is trying to be a housewife that's actually looking as if she's perfect and this picture perfect, idealistic wife, and she's really just an ex. She really is Becky that was getting slaughtered down in high school, who then got her shit together and buttoned up her dress. We're talking about the same person. I don't think you realize that morals are morals, and some people's morals will never waver. Right? Those are the ones that are testing real. A woman whose morals never waver, it doesn't matter if you give her 10,000 or 10 million. She's going to sit there and be like, I don't think I can do this. Even if she tries to do it, she'll be like, I can't do it. But the ex thoughts that you talking about, the ex strippers and all of them, first of all, they're not even longevity wives. Majority of them fall off somewhere down the line, right? But I will say this, man. When it's all said and done, the true depth of a person will always revisit the surface. It will always revisit the surface. So if you were an ex-drug dealer, gang member, et cetera, let that situation come forth 20 years later and you're going to watch that nigga be a nigga.
Okay.
Look. You're going to watch that thought be a thought. You gonna watch that?
You say that,
but I'm trying to say that to say this. I'm not saying not to try to be a better person. Do your best, but you cannot neglect what's in you, and what's in you is it's in you for a reason. You can heal. You might not even engage in those activities again, but be an example of what not to do because of the demons that you fight with the experiences that you've willingly participated in. But when we have these people, for example, if we have a woman who is an ex-thot who actually was able to become a better woman, never educate women to prevent them from becoming a thot, and instead do your route and say, it's okay, you can change your life and get a second chance at life, it's never going to end, bro. And 9 times out of 10, it's not going to work out for them. And it's the wrong information.
The guy's with a girl in another scenario. Let's just say some girl named Becky. And he comes back and he finds out he's chilling. And he's like, oh, Becky, you a Becky? Oh, Super Becky. Like, why do you guys call her Super Becky? She gave head to half the football team when she was in high school. What am I supposed to do with that?
I got to trust this every day.
She is good. So she know how to suck real good.
You're married to a man.
I heard that.
You in a strip club. I had to say it twice. Right? You're in a strip club, right? You're having a good time. You know, because being in a strip club doesn't make you a hoe. And
it don't.
While you're having a good time, you go to the strip club with your husband. Mm-hmm. He goes to the bathroom, and a stripper whispers in your ear, he ate all of our pussies. Oh. But it was 5 years ago, 10 years ago, before y'all got married. Oh. How you feeling?
Before we got married or before I met him?
No, before, both. Well, before y'all dated and then got married.
Has he been tested?
He's been tested. He's tested positive. I mean, tested negative.
Still gross. Yeah.
But he's tested negative. He's known for eating strippers. He's known for eating all the strippers' pussy.
That's his rep.
I eat strippers' box. That's what he's known for. Mr. Stripper Munch. There you go, Stripper Munch.
But he eats yours good too.
So
I know.
Yeah. But you didn't know from him. You found out by the strippers at the strip club.
Because in my right mind, I don't think that a nigga is gonna tell me that he went to the strip club and was not in all of. He's not gonna tell me that.
He definitely is not gonna tell you that.
So all I would do is be like, babe, so you was eating the strippers' pussies?
Because that girl just, so you've been here, like, this is what you was doing. It's literally just a conversation. Because be okay. Now, in the back of my mind, I know sick. That this is what he's capable of. So I'm going to have a conversation to be like, so this is what you... This is what you do. This is what you've been doing. But I don't expect any nigga to tell me that he was eating strippers' pussies. Like, all of that.
He would never tell you.
Nobody's going to tell me that. And I'm not even going to be mad that I did not know this. Because who the fuck would say that?
Amanda, then he goes like this. Yeah, babe, you still love me?
Well, you already know
his you ain't eat nobody pussy tonight.
You going to kick.
Except mine.
You lying. I know you're capping. I know you're capping.
Why would I make that an issue? Like, why would I make that an issue right now, right here? Because do I think that he's eating pussy right now? Do I think that he's about to take one of them to the back right now and eat pussy? If I did think that, then that makes me insecure, no?
Okay, so let me ask you this question then, since you think you know it all. And answer it honestly.
I'll try.
No. Answer it honestly.
Okay.
Watch this. Answer it honestly. You don't care that he ate all the strippers' pussies and she told you and he didn't tell you, right? You don't care.
Correct.
You guys go home. Next week, he like, yo, babe, I'm about to go to the same strip club by myself.
That's why I said, in the back of my mind, I know that this is what he's capable of.
Now, before you never had an issue.
But yeah, I know that this is what he's capable of. So now, of course, I'm always going to be on guard now when you talk about the strip club. But am I mad that you didn't tell me and the stripper told me? No, I'm not, because I didn't expect that information to come from you, to be honest.
Now the situation, see, you married. We're saying in this situation, you married, you've been dating for however long. He's been going to the strip clubs, never had an issue. You find out the truth about him. And now you have an issue.
You like the truth as if he told me a lie, as if I asked him anywhere down the line, have you ever ate any stripper's box before? I said
you found out the truth.
You said exactly those words. You found out the truth as if he lied to me before.
There's no as if. You found out the truth as if he omitted.
You guys get what I'm saying?
He omitted the truth.
The expectation is different with a woman. What she's saying is, like, with a man, you might expect her to tell you, like, I have a past.
Y'all not listening to what I'm trying to say. Hold on. Hold on, guys. Hold on. He's omitted the truth. You found out the truth of his real behaviors and what he used to like to do. You understand? Are you following? Okay.
Is it an omission?
I that's what I'm saying.
I don't know if it's an omission.
I think that first of all, rule number one, guys shouldn't just be eating box like that. That's one.
Wait, but hold on. What if I met Lucy today at the strip club or at a party or whatever, and she says, yo, I used to fuck with your husband. Am I going to be mad at Lucy because she told me I'm not my husband? No, because I don't know who the fuck Lucy is. So why would my husband say, oh, yeah, I fucked Lucy before?
But we're not talking about one person. We're talking about a history right now.
I'm saying it's not an omission. If the conversation of fucking strippers never came up in our conversation, why would my husband have told me that he's eaten all of these strippers' pussies before?
Because he's bringing you to the same place.
Okay, I have another question for you.
Wait, I want to ask because there's a point, but they be deflecting. So here's the point.
Oh, sorry.
You know the truth now about him.
Okay.
You now know the truth, and now he wants to revisit the same strip clubs that he was already visiting throughout your relationship. Does your situation now change with your husband?
Yes.
That's my fucking point. So if it doesn't matter, why would it, if it doesn't matter if he told you, right? Why would it change your relationship with what he's already been accustomed to doing with you?
Okay. I just want to backtrack and say that I've never said that the past doesn't matter. In the initial situation, I said that the conversation did need to happen. Like, she should have said whatever she said, but I understand why she didn't. She was trying to start a new life. But now that he knows, I think that there should be now a conversation so that they can move forward. I don't think that he should leave her. That's what I said. I didn't say that the past doesn't matter. I be wanting to know a person's past. I'll tell you that straight up. I be wanting to know shit. So I'm gonna ask shit. If shit don't come up in conversation, that's my fault because I ain't ask.
Like, she might feel uncomfortable with him going to the strip club without her because she's like...
Why? It shouldn't matter.
No, I didn't say it didn't matter. I said you shouldn't punish him. Like, what she's saying in terms of, you did that, you you ate all them girls, whatever, whatever, right? It's gross. It's disgusting. But we've been together 2-3 years. I'm not going to break up with you because of that.
Yeah, but you're going to restrict them.
And look at it different, yeah. Right?
But that doesn't, but wait, you're going to restrict him and force, a,
or
you're changing the dynamic of your relationship because of the truth that has now came to the surface. And once you change that dynamic of the relationship, you put the relationship at jeopardy anyways, because he's going to be like, I've been going to the strip clubs. It was never an issue. You find out the truth and now I can't do something because it makes you upset.
So if you have the conversation and you get to a crossroad and it's like, look, this is something that's really important to me. I've been doing it. I've never done this since then. And I'm telling you, I'm not doing it. If you had a crossroad, all right, then what are you going to do? You're going to let him keep going. But what I'm saying is you're not going to break up with them.
No, I'm going to tell you what's going to happen. You're going to cause a problem every time he wants to do it. Right. And then what with that problem? OK, so we're just going to sit here and lie.
I'm not going to hold on.
It depends on the relationship.
It does depend on the relationship. Oh, but I feel like now that she does know this information, I don't think that he's going to be that willing to go to the
strip club. If she's already comfortable. OK, if she's the type of woman.
Anyway.
Right. Think about this.
You basically told me that guys are meant to be hoes, right?
No,
and it's okay. You said that it's okay for a guy to be a hoes.
I said that, Rico.
You guys have said it doesn't matter. Well, Amanda. Amanda said it doesn't matter if he does eat a bunch of strippers' pussies if that was before me. Because you want to accept that. We have to accept you could be frivolous with your mouth?
No, I'm just saying I would question your judgment.
She was a little hoe back in the day, but it's all good.
She's good now. No, because sometimes women try to clean up well, or they do clean up well.
Really?
Like, honestly, that just threw me off because what are you talking about? Whatever she did back then was back then. You know who she is with you. So it does not matter. It does not matter. Like, for someone else to be coming to tell you that as if like, okay, yeah, this is what your wife was, as if this is what she'll always be. No.
So we're more so telling you the worst that we could be. And you're more so lying to us and telling us how good you could be. So we're telling each other different truths.
Right.
I'm preparing you for the worst. You're trying to prepare me for the best. The problem is, once you're at the bottom, there's only one way up. The problem is, when you're at the top, there's only one way down. And when you're not telling us the truth about that, now that doesn't, where whatever bar you came in as, we have to now look down and see how far low you can go and how far low you have been and look at this whole gap and realize this is missing information. So now I don't know who I'm providing for. I don't know who I bought this house for. I don't know who I procreated and raising a child with. I don't know who I'm putting in 60 hours a week for. And you expect me to be okay with it. That's the issue.
Do you think like if there wasn't such an environment of shame in terms of you, because I don't know, you just spoke about the expectation of the Virgin Mary, right? Like how men expect the Virgin Mary, because women want to be what men want them to be. Especially when it's a man I want to be the woman you want me to be, right? And so she'll present that. So do you think because of that expectation that creates a standard that women feel they have to be and so they lie? And she's almost afraid, like, if I really tell this person about my past, they're going to judge me. Like, for right now, they really like me. They like this version of me. Maybe I can keep up this version. And I've grown from who I used to be. So let me just try to be who I am now.
But you're not even battle tested on who you're trying to be right now. And that's the thing. So like, you can be whoever you think you aspire to be. But when situations arise, you're going to be what you are at your core.
What if a situation ever arises?
I mean, that's a probability. Life is going life, you know. I highly doubt it doesn't, but you will be tested.
That's what people think.
Temptation will always, always be there, right? Now, some people will have greater temptation than others. But what I will say is this. If a woman was an open, honest, let's say she was an ex-ho, if she was open and honest with her man, a man, you got to understand you built trust with him. Even though he might judge you, that man will trust you. Because I'm like, if you tell me like, yo, listen, you know, back when I was 20 to 25, I was a thought. And we're 35 years old right now. But listen, this is what I was. This is what I'm working to be. And this is where I'm currently at. A man will look at you. He might be like, he might lie to himself and to his friends because he really wants to see what you can be, because he can trust the fact that you can tell him the things that he don't want to know. Mm. Most women are liars. Oh. Right? This is a fact. Most women are liars. So when a woman can tell you truths that are uncomfortable and uncommon, it'll make a man trust him and give her a real shot. But when you lie, so even if you omit, which is to us like lying, it's like, well, you're just like the rest of them.
Y'all just talking and talking. And it's not even, it's not that we're not listening to you. We hear you. We don't fucking agree with you. That's it. So don't say we're not listening. We're listening. Rico, what you're saying is that we're not going to agree. I can foresee this, but you're saying that situations can arise and a woman can fall back into her old ways. And that's just putting a stigma on a woman that to say that who she was at 19, 20, 21 years old is who she'll always be. And that's just not the truth.
Well, it's not the truth.
People grow, people change, and people live different lives. Who they are at 19, 20 years old is not who they are in their 30s or their 40s. They can completely change. They can completely have a whole different life. I don't know why you think that being in the strip clubs and being a hoe at 19 is who they resonate with at 42. Like, I don't understand that logic at all. If that's what y'all sticking with, y'all stick with that. I already said my piece, and I'm not arguing about it no more.
Okay, so what I... But wait. See, the problem that happens is that we get into a surface conversation. And when you start to actually look at the depths of your actions, that's why you are who you are. Or that's why you did what you did.
Mommy.
I'm just saying, in general, as a woman...
I'm like, that's a woman actions.
If you was a hoe, right? You was a hoe, and then you tried to become a housewife. First of all, there's been proven theories. You can't turn a hoe into a housewife, and that's why it is a cliche statement, right? But nonetheless, what you do is usually coming from a place of unhealed trauma. And now I have to expect that when you go through unhealed trauma as a woman, you are susceptible to do things of this extent. Now, I'm not saying you're going to always be a hoe, but you have a history of handling bad situations in your life negatively. And if you can't tell me that, I can't trust you when we go through a bad situation, because it will happen.
Are you not trusting her now that you know this information, or have you not trusted her the whole time that you guys were together?
No, you don't trust her because she didn't. Well, you don't trust her if she didn't tell you this information.
If
a girl said to a guy, peep game, I'm gonna break this down for you. If a girl said to a guy, listen, I used to be a hoe back in the day when I was in my younger 20s, right? We're together now. I want to build a future. This is who I am, blah, 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 the whole nine. And he decides to give her a chance, right? All right, cool. Let's say they end up getting married, right? Let's say she goes back into that same environment in which she had already displayed bad behavior in her younger youthful days. He's going to be more at ease. You know why? Because I know she could tell me that, you know, what she would do when she was in the situation. Now, let me give you the other flip side of the coin, the comparison. I never knew who you were. You hid it from me. Our entire relationship, and then we got married. And then after we got married, then I found out the truth. Not even from you, from Bob, Joe, and Jack. And then you want to tell me you're going to go back to the same environment in which you displayed that bad behavior? I will never trust you. Ever. You don't even get an ounce of trust.
I think it's very unrealistic for you to think that any woman is going to come into a new relationship and said, I used to be a hoe. Because who she used to sleep with, who she slept with, not to say it's none of your business, But she can let you know that, like, oh, I dated this person, I dated this person, I dated this person. If she was just sleeping around just for the sake of sleeping around, who's coming into a new relationship and saying that? Is there a reason I should have to tell you this information? Because I would feel compelled to tell you if I know you about to be around these niggas or you are connected to these niggas in any kind of way.
You wouldn't?
But if you're just some guy, what am I telling you that for?
Husband.
Your exactly. When I first met you, if I didn't feel compelled to tell you because I know you wasn't around these people and I didn't feel like you had no connection to them, so I didn't have to disclose that information, why would I tell you?
To tell a girl it doesn't matter what you do and that it's okay in a sense of you can...
I don't think she said it doesn't matter what you do.
No, you're saying... Okay, I'm going to answer your question too, Marie, because this is exactly what it is.
What'd you ask?
To tell a woman that there's no consequence for your actions and you can still come out on top is unrealistic.
I didn't say that either.
Hold on.
Hold on.
We're holding.
What we're saying is I don't have to tell you who I was. Irregardless to you leaving me at any point, which means I get the chance to omit information. The real underlining reason is because I don't want you to judge me and leave me, which is a consequence of your action. So you're basically, in a nutshell, saying I don't want to be held responsible for my actions and what I did in the past. And I'm going to tell your answer was, I mean, your question was, if women didn't have shame, would they be more open to do it? And
yeah.
The answer is no, right?
Really?
As a father of a daughter, I had to realize, and I said this before, my daughter's repercussions were never the same as my son's. And they do the same shit. And because of that, women, and I'm going to assume most dads that are present in their daughter's lives, give them a pass on a lot of shit. So you are conditioned to have a pass as you grow up, right? You're not used to facing the actual mallet or the repercussions of your actions. So you
that is not true.
You would rather sweep it under the rug.
I don't know if it's a cultural thing, but it is.
For example,
listen.
My daughter gets timeouts.
My dad only has.
Jason ain't getting no timeout.
And we got punished. So I don't know what you're talking
you
about. My dad only has daughters.
Exactly. So you
he
don't
only has daughters.
But you don't know what it's like to have a brother and see your brother get punished.
Yeah, I do.
No,
I
not you.
I had cousins that were like my brothers, so I did see the difference.
No, but you didn't see it every day.
There was barely a difference. But I do want to say that I noticed that you keep talking
about women do not get punished the same as men. Don't get punished the same as men in the household.
So
women don't get punished the same as men in the legal system. Women don't get punished the same as men in any way, shape, or form.
But the expectation, I can only speak in terms of me, like, because you're talking about your personal experience, right? The expectation set around for me, especially being the youngest, and I have two older brothers and a father who's like, they're all very, like, very strong male figures. Like, you still have this expectation that you have to abide by. So when you're saying that you don't get punished, you still have to carry your own burden.
But you don't get the same punishment. So
it feels like one sometimes.
What?
First of all, Rico keeps saying that, like, you didn't tell me who you were. I don't know who you are. And it's like, if you're basing who I am based on what I did, who I fucked, we're already off to a wrong start. Like, I don't even want to be with you if you figure out somebody I slept with, people I slept with, and you are accusing me of not letting you know who I am. It just doesn't make any sense to me. It's a complete judgment of character that is just very tarnishing, actually. It is.
That you did. Amanda, what is one thing from a man's past that you just cannot accept?
I'm trying to think.
A domestic violence man.
Okay.
He has a history of putting his hands on women.
Yep, that is something that I would not accept.
Even if he never told you.
Well, I would assume that he didn't tell me for a reason. Because he didn't want me to see him as a woman beater.
So let's say he's been in sixth relationship. He had five relationships before you. He's put his hands on all five of those women in a very aggressive way. and then he's with you, you're dating for 2 years, and he moved to New York, and he's from L.A., and he's like, oh, yeah, like, you know, this is who I am. And then you guys go to L.A. because 8 at the Table has an event, and now you see girls like, oh, you're with him? Has he put his hands on you? Ooh. No? Oh, okay, well, because he has a whole history of putting his hands on women. You're going to stay with him?
Well, okay, I'm going to speak very honestly. If we were in a relationship for 2 years at this point, I'm pretty sure I love this nigga to death. And if he ain't never put his hands on me in the 2 years that we've been together, I ain't leaving him because some girls on the street says he put his hands on women. I promise you, I ain't leaving my nigga that quick.
I already expect women to be more wavering when it comes to ethics and morals.
Excuse me?
Yeah, honestly. I mean, to be honest, sex work was the first oldest job. It didn't come from a man. So women have been historically known to be wavering on their morals and ethics.
They didn't have a lot of... Historically,
women have been proven to have wavering morals and ethics.
No, they didn't.
And can I finish my play?
Go ahead. It's just an ad lib.
Get the mic from me.
She did not even interrupt like that. Yes, go ahead. So it was just an ad lib. Historic. Go ahead.
I don't need ad lib. Historically, women have been proven to have wavering ethics and morals just by the simple fact that being a sex worker is one of the oldest jobs in the Bible, right?
Is it?
And men are known to be the foundation of relationships and families. So being that a man is supposed to be the foundation, he's usually going to be the one to instill the principles, the morals, and the discipline within a relationship. So I can understand why there's nothing that a woman, well, not a woman, but for example, for you, you said there's nothing that you could not look past in a man's past. But for a man who's trying to base himself on morals, ethics, and principles, there are some things that we are not going to look past in women. That just is what it is. You don't have to agree, but if you want a man, that's something that you're going to have to learn to live with.
Okay, historically, just real quick, Amanda. Yeah, gotcha. Okay, historically.
Hims were the first bosses.
Okay, no. So when you say the oldest profession in the world, that women were sex workers, right? Well, women didn't have a lot of options. So, and first of all, don't generalize all women use sex work. So historically, women use sexual seduction because that was the only, because they couldn't overpower a man physically. They couldn't overpower a man financially. So all they had was their sexuality and whatever psychological component they could use. So that was their only two tools that they could use. So that's why it's the oldest professional. It's not that a woman could be, okay, I'm going to go out and be a blacksmith or I'm going to go out and do something else. There weren't a lot of options for women. So when you say that, oh, women have been utilizing this profession for so long that they don't have morals and ethics. No, when you don't have options, you utilize what you have.
That sounds like a man who has been a lame his whole life and got money just to shit on women.
I'm giving you historically facts of
I'm
what it is.
I'm just saying there's other options even
what
when
options?
You think you
Rico,
don't have.
Rico, what was the options?
You could click up and start killing people one
Rico,
by one.
Okay, Rico, tell me in 1340.
Have you seen, wait, what's that movie? What's that movie
Not
with
the movie.
The girl from How to Get Away with Murder?
Annalise?
Yes, Annalise. What's her name?
Black Woman King?
Thank you.
Okay, first, don't go there. Like, okay, in 13...
I'm just saying, historically, they've been proven to kill and hunt.
No, it's not. In 1340, in Spain, what was the woman's option?
I don't know. I wasn't there. I would have to
do my
research.
Okay. Right. Come on. Like, don't say that. Queen Victoria. All use. Power of seduction. Power of seduction. Power of seduction. 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 Seduction.
I don't think they were all seduction.
They did... Have you ever read The Art of Seduction? That's what, if you ever, like, it is what women, Cleopatra, right?
But so, seduction and fucking is not the same.
No, that's not the same. I said seduction. I didn't say.
But you said the sex workers.
They utilize components.
They utilize sex.
They utilize seduction.
And sex.
You know what?
Sex.
Well, of course they had to use sex. They're okay, sex workers.
So that's what I'm saying.
No, but that's not what we're talking about. You said Cleopatra. You said Queen Elizabeth.
But they were queens without fucking.
Okay, they.
So Queen Elizabeth fucked her way to a crown.
No, she didn't.
Okay, my point. So women had other resources than to choose.
She was a queen. You gonna compare Queen Elizabeth to like thousands of other women?
How did she become a queen?
Okay, you guys are historically inaccurate. That's it.
Now we're inaccurate.
You really are though. Like if you know the history, then you know what I'm talking about.
You're trying to tell me women had no other way of actually.
I'm not saying that they did not have other ways, but we're talking about the oldest profession in the world.
I'm talking about back then. You're right? Saying that their only option was to manipulate through
their only
sex.
Option was either to marry a man that could protect them, right? Like after their father, either marry a man that can protect them. And if they could not marry a man that could protect them or align with a man that they would be under their protection, whether no, that's not necessarily true, Alan, even in African history, like. Either you are under a man's protection, like if you're under his protection, no other man can mess with you, right? What's your other option?
My question is, so there was just women walking around fucking for money and it was okay in your eyes.
I believe you.
I do know a lot of married men.
You're like 43%.
That,
like
yo, 90. First of all, it's a whole world, by the way. It's like a door. It's like Chronicles of Narnia. It's like, what? I didn't know all of you niggas was in here. All of them are in there. It's a truth that is not that women, I
Where's
feel
the
like,
door?
I feel like aren't ready for.
Where's the door?
You know what I'm saying? I can tell you where the door is. Where's it's actually door? Not far from here. It's about 22 minutes south. And a lot of dudes that actually accept that woman is
what
dudes
about
that
y'all?
Couldn't get them.
Y'all dicks don't fall off.
You know what I feel like about men who marry like ex-prostitutes and stuff like that? This is how I feel. Feel like those men are the men who will go and buy a 2012 BMW because it's a BMW. But it's still a 2012. You feel what I'm saying? And it's like, oh, all right, cool. It might be an M series, but it's still a 2012. And there's still way better out there. But he just wants to be in it. He wants to just be able to say he had it and he experienced it.
Didn't the physician who came here said that the muscles in the vagina, like if it feels good to you,
she's a liar.
Does it matter?
She's a liar. One of my homies, he's a late bloomer, right? He's like recently new into doing, like getting what he wants, right? He be telling me like he be having sex with his girl, right, whatever, and he be going 3-4 nuts. I'm like, you're bugging. But maybe, right, I've had such an extensive history that one or two is my max. Like, but if I would have just started again, if I'd have just started at 30, I would have so much buildup. I'd probably be letting them off like an AK. But because I didn't before, before I had a whole life, it was like, yo, man, I got you with one, maybe two. Depending on the mood. You know what I'm saying? Is there honey involved? You know?
You're annoying.
That's all I'm saying. Like, you do get sexually tired after having a history of sex.
I bet. The guys are annoying tonight.
They were annoying.
But, I mean, the thing is this. We got to start being realistic, bro. Like, first of all, there's more women than there are men. Okay? So, the odds of them all getting one man is crazy. Like, it doesn't even really work. Right? So, if there's that, then we have to think about how this is really not, how this is really going to math. It's not math. So somebody has to take an L. Just be the good woman and you won't take the L.
First of all, you going home to a dog or a cat and you leaving the elephants and the lions in the zoo. And the elephants and the lions not even doing what they was doing 20 years ago. They just boring animals. They don't do nothing. They don't got no tricks. They don't got nothing.
They're not in their natural environment.
I want to leave. That's what they doing in the zoo. I want to leave.
I
want to
be in my real environment.
I'm so glad you said that. You know the best analogy I can give you? A guy not knowing a woman's past and marrying her is like going to the shelter and getting a dog and you don't know what it's been mixed with. You don't know the trauma that it has. And for some reason, this dog all of a sudden snaps and start biting people. And you're like, well, I don't really know. They said that, you know, the dog was beat in the past, but
isn't that what people do though? People adopt from.
I'm not adopting a wife from an old past.
No, I mean, I'm just saying, past. But that's what people do, like, right? They like adopt these dogs.
Going to
the breeder.
I'm going to the breeder.
But they say not to do that.
What, to adopt dogs?
No, they say not to go to breeders. Actually, they're saying.
They say not to do that because they don't, in America, we don't want to have stray animals. But if you go to Haiti, Dominican Republic, and anywhere else, India, they got dogs walking galore.
They're saying that what's happened is the dogs are overbred. And so you're talking about hundreds of years of breeding these purebred dogs. And at this point, they're just kind of like genetically
like getting
deviants.
Messed up. Like when I be looking at Amanda, she be saying things, I'm like, that's not going to happen for you, but I'm glad that you're going to change.
Who, Amanda who?
Not me.
Okay. Thank you.
I said when she says something. I didn't say who she is and what she will become. I'm saying like some of the comments that she be saying.
I don't even be saying nothing that will make you say that.
Y'all getting this abuse?
Yo, that's how you know Amanda's Caribbean, because she's pinching.
Amanda pop up.
She has to sit on the couch like this.
Amanda pop up pregnant, I swear to God I'm canceling her. First of all.
I'ma slowly be asking for tea just like you.
Nah.
No, just some tea.
No.
When I start showing, I'm gonna be like, y'all.
Hey guys.
Amanda, you want to have a kid?
Happy.
Amanda wants children.
Huh?
Yes.
Children.
You want, how many kids you want?
Four.
Oh, wow.
All right, stop it. How many kids you want?
No, I'm serious. Four.
You want how many boys and girls? Two and two?
That doesn't matter.
I don't think
or
she
just
gets
want
to
four.
Decide.
Yeah.
Wait, why do you want four?
Because I even number.
What about two?
I graduated from two. I used to want two when I was younger. I graduated from two.
All right. We'll see what happens when you get that one. I be thinking I want more, but I want to have another kid, but I want to skip like 4 years. Like the first four, like give them back to me at three or four. Like actually four, because three is worse than two.
Okay. Thank you so much.
I have bruises from Amanda.
No way. First of all, he didn't even flinch. I'm over here pinching him and he was just sitting there. So don't even talk about bruises.
Other thing. I just posted that and I gotta go dab my shit.
He's fine. He's fine.
Facts. I gotta go pack up some orders. You heard that cha-ching earlier, right? I was like, oh, my volume is on. I looked at my watch like, oh.
Shut up.
All right, so YouTube, how many hundo shades have you ordered?
You got a sale right now, right?
I did have a sale. Well, I get sales every day, but I want to know where they're coming from, which is dope. You know, sometimes they come on Facebook, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera. But YouTube, if you are watching, how many hundo shades did you order? And if you ordered the most and you can actually prove it, I'll throw you a free pair. All
right, the link will be in the bio.
Yeah, link in the bio, hundobrand.com.
Anyways, thank you guys for watching this episode, this crazy episode with me and Rico. Don't forget to like, comment, subscribe, YouTube, Patreon. We're on Instagram, TikTok. We're on everything, all streaming platform. Join our YouTube membership. We have a video out with me and Rico. We don't know when that's going to drop on YouTube, but it's available for members only. So if you're a member, you can go check it out. And if you're not, get that membership.
Word. And if you agree with me, definitely get it because you're agree with me again because Amanda is crazy.
Please, 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 please. All right, we're wrapping. You guys, remember to check out our new episodes every Thursday and Sunday. Okay, we'll see you next time.